Jason Gray joining us today on In Spirit Radio. And Jason, thank you for spending some time with us, and welcome to In Spirit Radio.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's always great to reconnect with you and to be a part of what you're doing. So I love it.
Well, your music is a big part of what we do and share throughout the week. And I know that acoustic story time is a really neat idea, because it's something that songwriters probably can really relate to and have experienced and lived. But you have a monthly program on Sirius XM, The Message. And, you know, the way that you've done that over the years, you're kind of taking that on the road. But for our listeners that don't know about your XM program, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, sure. You know, I live down here in Nashville now. Also, for anyone who hasn't heard me before, I do have a speech handicap known as stuttering. Either that or Mike makes me really nervous, all right? Because his last name is Powers, okay?
So, yes.
Like, very powerful, so I could be a little nervous, but it could be the speech handicap too. Anyway, so down here in Nashville, you can regularly attend these songwriters in the rounds nights, you know, and that's where a handful of artists gather at a club, a coffee house, a church, a living room, and they take turns sharing their songs and going a little bit deeper into the story behind them, you know, and it's very personal. And so we wanted to give that experience to radio listeners. So we created the program, but then we also wanted to turn it into a tour. And so this time out, I'm on the road with a newer artist named Cade Thompson, who is fresh and exciting, and he's got some great songs like Provider. And then I'm also out with Mike Donaghy of 10th Avenue North, and you know, they have a long history of great songs, and wow, he's a remarkable communicator. If people haven't heard him live, he's authored a couple books now, and just a very transformational communicator, you know. So and then there's me, you know, who is the best qualities of both of those artists combined, maybe you could say, maybe not.
Amen. No, that is true.
Right. so we'll have an evening of music where I'm the host, and kind of they play their songs, and I kind of engage them in conversation that brings the stories behind the songs out. And everyone who's attended has really loved how personal and intimate and fun too. I mean, we laugh a lot, you know. So it's meaningful, emotional, humorous. It's all of those things.
And how do you navigate the music, Jason? Is it guitar, keyboard? Is it some soundtracks? How do you navigate through that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in keeping with the very personal aspect of it, it's stripped down versions of the song. So it's us playing on our guitars, and I think we have a keyboard too, you know. So, and we may join each other on a song or two, you know, but it's that kind of, you know, as a songwriter, what I've discovered is the best songs work however you present them, you know. Like, if you need production, like big drums, all that kind of stuff, to make a song work, there might be something broken about the song, you know. So these are songs that reveal their power and their strength in the stripped down format, you know. So I love it.
Yeah, I think that is so cool, because there are so many stories behind the songs, and you hear artists like Matthew West, who's so articulate about sharing some of the stories before he goes into a song. But you know, those songs that artists like you create and do, they minister on and really have a life of their own. I think about one of my favorite songs of yours. It's called Remind Me Who I Am. And I know that you've probably sang it thousands and thousands of times, but every once in a while I'll be doing something and I might hear it pop on our InSpirit radio station or when I'm doing something, and I just stop for a moment and it almost brings tears to my eyes because it reminds me and helps me rethink about how God looks at me instead of the perhaps distorted way that I might look at myself. And it just, like the song says, remind me who I am. And so I'm sure you've heard that many times, but from me to you, I just want to say thank you for that, because that's the power of music, you know?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is I have that same experience. You know, like I've played the song thousands of times at this point, but every once in a while it catches me by surprise. I'm like, oh wow, this, I guess I needed this today, you know. Scripture is like that too, right? Like you can read a verse over and over for 20 years and then all of a sudden one day it kind of jumps off the page at you, you know. And so I think I interpret that as the Holy Spirit knowing what we need that day and using what is available to speak what we need to hear, you know.
Amen.
I'm so thrilled when it happens to be one of my songs that the Holy Spirit speaks through, you know.
Oh, sure. Well, we're so glad to spend a few minutes with you. We're talking with Jason Gray today here on InSpirit Radio, and Jason is host of Acoustic Storytime, a monthly program on Sirius XM The Message, and Jason is also traveling the country with an Acoustic Storytime tour. Jason, the Acoustic Storytime concept and program, is that something that you're going to continue just doing indefinitely? Because it really has a place, doesn't it?
Yeah. I you know, what's really been interesting is there were radio shows that really spoke to me and shaped my way of thinking and the music that I fell in love with, you know. And then maybe I'd be at an event where the host of that radio show would speak and be like, oh, yeah, that's the person who I hear in my headphones every day speaking, you know. And I've had people come up to me now who say, oh, yeah, you know, when you started the show and you started to speak, I was like, oh, yeah, that's the voice of the guy that I listen to. And so it's interesting to be that for other people at this point, you know, after I experienced the meaningfulness of that, you know, on the receiving end. So that's all just a real honor. And I hope to keep doing it as long as I can. I'm kind of a meaning junkie, you know, like I feed off of meaningfulness, you know. So I love doing this show because, well, this is not true of you, obviously, but a lot of times radio interviews are so fast-paced and it's about keeping the thing moving, you know, that it can be, it's not easy to go in depth into the most meaningful aspects of a song. So a part of what I wanted to do with Acoustic Storytime, both as a radio show but especially as a tour, is hey, let's create space for the heart of the artist and what the Holy Spirit was doing in your life that brought this song about, you know, to create space for that, because I do believe that that's, you know, I think that worship happens when the Holy Spirit connects us to our own heart, which seems counterintuitive because you think worship is about, no, I'm going to give my attention to God. That's a piece of it, but I think the first thing that has to happen is the Holy Spirit connects us to our own heart, right? And then worship is just kind of it just kind of happens automatically. And so, my goal in all this, my hope in all this is, as we share these things, that it connects people to their own heart, and then just automatically what that means is they're connected to the heart of God, you know.
That's so well put. You know, I've had a chance to talk with a lot of people over the years, a lot of artists and singers, and I'm sure you've met and toured with and had time with so many. And I think about a guy that I talked with a few years ago, Darren from We Are Messengers. And he was talking about one night in a concert where he had this long, you know, playlist of how they're going to go and do things. And he just sensed that the Spirit was just stopping him right there. They needed to pray for people. And he went into a couple of other songs before he kind of got into his schedule again. And he just sensed that that was so important that he just really needed to do that. Has that happened to you before?
Oh, yeah. You know, another thing that's great about, I mean, I love going out with a band. It's wonderful to have all that musicality on the stage and stuff. But one of the things I really enjoy about being a solo performer, I mean, like, if you have the band, you're kind of a slave to what the band knows how to play and the set list and the flow of all that, you know. But being on my own, I can kind of pivot. It's easier for me to be led by the Spirit. And acoustic story time is a great example of that. Like, we don't know what we're going to play, and it changes each night, and, you know, we're responding to the room and where it feels like the Spirit is leading. And yeah, I say that I'm a meaning junkie, but I would also say that I'm a Holy Spirit junkie too. You know, I mean, like, I feel the most alive when I'm being led by the Spirit in real time. And that's always the goal, you know, because where the Spirit is, there's life, you know.
Amen. We're talking to Jason Gray today here on In Spirit Radio. And Jason, you know, for some of our listeners, they may not be as familiar with you as maybe some other artists or other people that they might have heard, or maybe newer in their faith. And So for those people, maybe you could share a little about your story, how you came to a Christian faith that was meaningful to you, and your journey in music. I know you have a son that's very talented as well. Tell us a little bit more about you.
Yeah. Well, first of all, my son is currently the keys player for We Are Messengers, so it was cool that he brought them up. So if you see them in concert, he's the cool guy playing the keys, you know. My story, there's so many pieces of it. One of the pieces, you know, we talked about is that I have a speech handicap, you know, and as a kid, when I was growing up, as I began to be aware that God had a call on my life, I used to argue with him about it, saying, Lord, you can't make me your spokesperson until you make it so I can speak, you know. And I don't know if you've had this experience or not, but when you tell God that he can't do something, it's kind of like a dare that he can't resist, right?
Right.
And so, hey, everybody, that's why I do what I do, because I lost the dare with the Lord, you know. It's better now than it has been in the past. Like, I'm pretty fluent even in this conversation, but there are times where I can hardly get two words out. I'll share one thing about that. And that is that, you know, very early on, I imagined that was going to be a problem. And then I had a moment where I realized, oh, wait a second, I can see it now. Right. I have a speech handicap, and you're calling me to speak for you and to do these songs. Okay, I get it. That means when I step out in faith, you're going to heal me, and that'll be my testimony, right? That if you trust God, if you step out, he'll meet you there, and he'll heal you. Brilliant. I get it now. Okay. And so that began a long season of me trying to step out in faith and step up to the microphone, even though, you know, like I struggled greatly with my speech. And then it wasn't happening. I wasn't getting healed, you know. And then I thought maybe the people at my church are right, you know. Maybe it's that I'm not believing hard enough. I don't have enough faith. Or maybe there's a sin in my life, and that's why, you know. And that got me on the shame, try harder treadmill, trying to be good enough, believe hard enough for God to move. And after a couple of years of that, man, I was wore out. I was confused. I was discouraged. I was beginning to be bitter. But I couldn't stop doing what I was doing, right? Because I had this message in me. I had this music like a fire shut up in my bones, you know. And I kept doing it. Getting angry, you know, like what do you want, God? Right? I'm doing my part. I'm stepping out. You're not meeting me. What do you want? And this isn't a good look for you either, right? Because, you know, and then I remember I was playing a show at a coffee shop in Mankato, Minnesota. That's where I was from. I was playing at the Coffee Hag. And I got up, and it was another opportunity for me to try my faith out and step up to the mic and hope that God would meet me there. And I stuttered horribly the whole night. And I got done, and I just felt humiliated, and I didn't want to talk to anybody. I just wanted to go hide, but there's no place to hide because it's just the stage and the coffee shop. So I get done, and I'm packing up my gear, and I turn around, and there's a line of people waiting to speak with me, surprisingly. And I turn around to speak with them. My face is hot because I just feel kind of embarrassed the night went. And then one by one, I heard variations of the same story. They all said, Jason, thank you for doing what you did this evening. It reminds me that I'm not defined by my weaknesses either, you know. And even the guy at the end of the line, Dennis, I remember his name for some reason, you know, and he said, Jason, thank you for doing what you did this evening. I believe the Lord's calling me to do something too, and I've been arguing with him about why I'm the wrong guy for the job, you know, but you're kind of a disaster, and if you can do your thing, truly, I can do my thing. Like, thank you, Dennis. I'm glad I could encourage you, you know. And I remember going home that night, on the drive home, and realizing that it wasn't anything that I spoke, and it wasn't even the songs I sang that most spoke to people. What the Holy Spirit used was simply that I was weak and broken and imperfect, and I showed up anyway. And that revealed His grace in my life in a way that, you know, that was more profound than my words and my songs, than the actual content of what I did that night. And that was the beginning of a realization, like, oh, maybe I got it wrong. Maybe it's not that you meant to heal me of my speech impediment, but maybe you mean to heal others through it by, you know, being, by your grace being sufficient in my weakness. And that really transformed the whole way that I approach everything, and have begun to understand the value of being open about my brokenness, you know. And it's been a good teacher in my life. And it reminds me, you know, like, I went through a brutal divorce, as opposed to the pleasant kind that you always hear about 8 years ago. And worst experience of my life, you know. But you know, the journey with my speech handicap and the other things I've struggled with, including the divorce, has taught me that the worst things we go through, the worst things that have happened to us, even the worst things we've done, it doesn't get to have the final word over our lives, right? But we have a place to bring all those wounds. We bring it again and again to the Lord, and he's able to take the worst things that have happened to us and turn it around and make something beautiful out of it. He makes you and me beautiful out of it. My earliest mentor, he said, I don't trust anybody who hasn't been broken. And the most remarkable spirit-filled people I know are people who have gone through hardship and have given it to the Lord and have been transformed by it into compassionate, tender, wise people of great inner strength, you know. So I would say that that's a big theme over everything I do, you know.
Wow, that is so powerful. And you're so right that in our weakness, we're truly the strongest. I can remember as I was sharing with you when my radio career seemed to be over, and I was really stuck. I was really struggling because I had been doing radio for closing in on 40 years. And yeah. I thought, I'm just done. Now what do I do? What is my identity? How do I do anything? And
yeah.
And the story of In Spirit Radio is really the story of God restoring the desire of my heart. And my wife and I took some days to pray, and actually the story is pretty simple. We were cleaning out our basement, and we found a soundboard in the basement that somebody had left here in storage, and they didn't want it anymore, and they gave it to us. And then a couple of other people gave us some computers, and then an engineer friend that we knew gave me a call, and he said, I'm doing an online station, and I think I have some extra technology that you might be able to use if you ever do anything. And before you know it, Jason, in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks, In Spirit Radio was born, and the ability to do radio again was restored to me. And I count it very precious, believe me.
That's beautiful. I relate to all of that. So, you know, the gifts aren't revoked, right?
Right.
Like, and there's something about, you know, there's something so meaningful about, I don't have the easier avenues for doing this that I once had. But I'm still doing it because it's in me to do it. You know, it's like, praise God for big churches and the great musicians that are in them and the standard of excellence that can be brought to the worship music. I get all that. I'm not anti that, but there's something about that makes worship almost too easy, you know, when you're there. So I play a lot of churches, you know, and when it's a smaller church and it's not as produced or slick, man, that's when I have the sweetest times of worship, right? Because it's just has a different quality to it, you know. There's a faithfulness there. There's a resistance to entropy,
right.
I guess. I love the smaller works, because it's usually populated by people of great heart and passion and tenacity who are doing it for the right reasons.
So
is that all?
So
you
cool.
Know what I mean?
So cool. Yeah. Jason, we have just enjoyed our time together so much. Want to remind folks, Acoustic Storytime, the tour is underway. Once again, we encourage you to check out Jason's show monthly on Sirius XM, The Message, as he bring some of the Nashville writers circle kind of to the radio, and brings that that atmosphere that really only people in music might be exposed to, but we get a chance to sit in on it too. So we're very thankful. So Jason, you are a special friend, and we appreciate you greatly.
Thank you, Mike. I feel the same way about you. Glad to hear you guys are doing well, and I hope our paths cross again soon.
Amen. Amen. And you can hear Jason on In Spirit Radio. Believe me, around the world, we're proud to share your music with everyone who listens.
Thank you so much.